This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Swasth Nari Sasakt Paribhar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah from Dhar district in Madhya Pradesh today. He also inaugurated the Adi Seva Parv in the state and laid the foundation stone for India's first PM Mitra Park in the village of Bhainsola in Dhar district. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that on Vishwakarma Jayanti, India's largest integrated textile center is being inaugurated. In Arunachal Pradesh, Governor K.T. Parnayak today inaugurated the state launch of the Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Abhiyan in Itanagar. While attending the launch, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post emphasized that the Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Abhiyan puts women at the heart of the family and community well-being. Recognizing that a healthy mother ensures healthy children and empowered families, Mr. Khandu further added that the campaign strengthens material health care, nutrition and access to essential services through medical camps, Rashtriya Poshan Maah, maternity benefits under Pradhan Mantri Matra Vandana Yojana and digital health initiatives. Several world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. President Putin extended birthday greetings to Mr. Modi, praising his great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Addressing PM Modi directly by his first name, Narendra, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Mr. Modi as his good friend. Earlier, US President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi. Meanwhile, a mega blood donation drive has been organized across the country to mark the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to the people on Hyderabad Liberation Day. In a social media post, he said that the people suffered inhuman brutality to liberate the motherland from the grip of the Nizam and Raj curse to see India as one united nation. Mr. Shah added that this day commemorates the indomitable patriotism of the people of the former princely state of Hyderabad, which comprises present-day Telangana, Karnataka and Marathwada region. The centre has released the 15th Finance Commission grant of over 342 crore rupees for rural local bodies in Tamil Nadu and Assam. Union Panchayati Raj Ministry said first installment of over 127 crore rupees has been released for Tamil Nadu for 2025-26 and more than 214 crore rupees for Assam. The grants will be issued for the basic services of sanitation and maintenance of ODF status, management and treatment of household waste, supply of drinking water, rainwater harvesting and water recycling. Ministry of Minority Affairs has organized Swachhta Hi Seva campaign 2025 from today, which will continue till 2nd of October on Gandhi Jayanti. The campaign was stated near Gurudwara Bangla Sahib in the national capital by Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju. During the event, Swachhta Pledge was administered in the presence of the Union Minister. On the occasion, Mr. Rijiju inaugurated Safai Mitra Suraksha Sivir and distributed Safai kits to Safai Mitras. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST reforms will save the public around 2 lakh crore rupees by reducing taxes. Addressing the outreach program on next-gen GST reforms held in Visakhapatnam today, the Union Minister detailed how the new two-slab system of 5 and 18% will lessen the burden on the common man, reducing prices of daily essentials and aspirational goods, thus benefiting the poor and the middle class to a great extent. Union Minister of State for Railways has informed that the centre has released an additional 240 crore rupees to the State Disaster Relief Fund of Punjab. This central share of SDRF has been released on the recommendation of 15th Finance Commission for the financial year 2025-26. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.